When the economy suffers, as it has in many rural central Illinois communities, shoppers tend to become bargain hunters, looking for the best deals to help stretch their ever-thinning dollar. That has helped expand the market for discount stores. As WGLT's Eric Stock reports, those stores are helping to fulfill a need, but economists wonder if those everything-is-a-dollar stores are only making matters worse.
Julie Cady of Broadwell loves shopping at the Dollar Tree store in neighboring Lincoln. She commutes there daily for her work in home daycare and at the local Cracker Barrel. In fact, she shops there
a lot, and my mom daily. My mom, it's her favorite place in the world, is the Dollar Tree.
Why is that?
Well, because everything's a dollar.
That's a sentiment more than a few people in Lincoln share. It's a community that's been hit hard by job losses in recent months. The Dollar Tree that Katie pulled into is directly across the street from a recently shuttered Kroger store. That leaves three grocery stores in the town of about 14,000 residents: Walmart, Aldi, and IGA. Not exactly an abundance of shopping options for fresh food.
Walmart is so big, and they're always out of everything. And the other grocery store, IGA, is home-owned, or locally owned. It is so expensive. So, like, elderly people especially, Walmart is so big. They loved to go into Kroger's and could get stuff so much easier. And so I think it's very, very, very missed.
Rebecca Curry was born and raised in Lincoln. She brought her two teenage sons to the Dollar Tree to pick up supplies to plant flowers that she got free from a local church. She shops at the Dollar Tree several times a week.
The economy is hard right now. It's really bad. Jobs are short. People are trying to save money.
Curry is unemployed, and her husband works at Caterpillar in Peoria while her sons are detasseling corn at a local farm this summer. Her family, like many, are budget conscious.
Not everyone in town with our economy can afford to go to Walmart and spend $5 on ibuprofen when we can come here and get it for a dollar. I know the economy is pretty rough here.
Lincoln residents say it's a mystery why Kroger closed. Tracy Welch is mayor pro tem in Lincoln. He says Kroger pulled out because the cost of doing business at that location was too high. That's just one of several setbacks the Logan County seat has taken in the last few months. Glass and metal manufacturer Ardagh Group closed its Lincoln plant in April, eliminating 150 jobs. Prior to that, Alexander Lumber of Bloomington announced it was closing its Lincoln store. Welch says he's concerned about the spin-off effects of losing those big employers and how it impacts other businesses that rely on that customer base. And several restaurants have also shut their doors in Lincoln.
The economy in the state of Illinois and in the country is going through a bit of a cycle now, and we have to be conscious to support all of our businesses if we want those to stay there, because, as you know, when businesses close, people lose jobs, and when people lose jobs, they start to do things that we're talking about here and trying to find cheaper alternatives.
Lincoln is far from alone in experiencing the loss of manufacturing jobs that have hollowed out the economy. Chris Merritt has seen it before. He's director of the Illinois Institute for Rural Affairs at Western Illinois University. His office has studied the impact that dollar stores have on rural communities.
If you look at small towns that have, in fact, seen their grocery store, their family-owned grocery store, go out of business as a result of a Dollar General coming in, then I think the argument would be that they're, in fact, making it worse.
Merritt says discount stores can effectively serve a low-income population, sometimes with name-brand items and longer hours you might not find at your local grocer. What you rarely find is fresh food. Staffs tend to be smaller with minimal overhead. Merritt says in some respects, dollar stores took the Walmart model of supply chain management and low-cost delivery, using its wholesale purchasing power to sell its products for less than any competitor. Only the dollar stores took it a step further.
Now what Dollar Generals are doing is they are going into communities that Walmart would never have even considered. They are lower income. In an urban setting, they tend to be minority, lower income neighborhoods. In rural areas, again, they would be more lower income.
Merritt says while dollar stores are competing with Walmart from below, the retail giant has conceded some of that space, closing some lower performing stores so it can focus more on competing with home delivery retailers like Amazon. And while Walmart's meteoric rise often came at the expense of the mom and pop stores in rural America, Merritt says the dollar stores seem to be having much the same effect.
Store managers will say, in their mind, there's no doubt. So it's not a coincidence. It absolutely, it has been a zero-sum game where the Dollar General gain is the local grocery store's loss.
And dollar stores can have a big impact on smaller communities, but for urban communities like Bloomington Normal, they are ever present. The Twin Cities has 13 dollar stores and will soon add a 14th. That'll give the community as many dollar stores as McDonald's, Taco Bell's, and Burger King's combined. That 14th store is a Dollar General that's going up at the former Family Video in South Bloomington. It's less than a mile from another Dollar General, and it's in the same area the U.S. Department of Agriculture has specified as a food desert. Unlike Dollar Tree, Dollar General does sell some stuff for more than a dollar, but still generally cheaper than what you can buy anywhere else. Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner says it's not an ideal use of retail space, but
we do have this thing called the free market, and people can locate and sell their property in most cases however they want, unless it happens to be inconsistent with zoning or there are some other regulations or restrictions on them.
The city has been working with a nonprofit group that wants to bring a grocery store to a West Bloomington neighborhood. Renner says Bloomington Normal is large enough to where another dollar store won't have much impact, but he'd like to see more economic diversity in those neighborhoods where access to fresh food is scarce.
We can certainly afford some Dollar Generals, but we also need to make sure that we leverage our full potential. And with all respect to Dollar General, lots of Dollar Generals are not reaching our full potential. I think there's some other businesses that we could mix in there that are more beneficial to the community, that will perhaps pay better.
Some dollar stores have started selling fresh food. Back in Lincoln, there's a Dollar General on the city's east side that sells refrigerated food, such as milk, lunch meats, and eggs, but no fresh fruits or vegetables. It's next to a mobile home park in a community that lacks quick access to a grocery store. Mary Hayes of Lincoln was shopping there. She's retired from a career in the medical field. She says for some in that lower income neighborhood, that is their grocery store.
That is why this store expanded and added a grocery area. For those people that live here, they don't have to go all the way out to Walmart.
And those economic realities can raise health concerns. Food stamp recipients through the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program can use their benefits at dollar stores, but young mothers who are in the WIC program cannot. WIC stands for Women, Infants, and Children. Its benefits are similar to SNAP, but can't be redeemed at dollar stores because of the lack of healthy food. Paige Mintz is a nutritionist with the McLean County WIC program. She says most food you get at the dollar store is bad for you, overly processed so it doesn't go bad. That means unhealthy levels of sodium in just about anything you buy.
The biggest thing with canned vegetables is the sodium content, so just teaching them how to use those canned things. So if they rinse them off in the sink before using them, that can be a great way to reduce that sodium.
Mary Colby runs the McLean County WIC program. She says it relies heavily on education to help families make healthy food choices, but she understands the lure of getting something to eat quick and cheap. She concedes some options are worse than others.
I can see how some people may run to the dollar stores or discount stores to purchase a few items. However, I do feel like that's more beneficial than running to a gas station and picking some things up there. So there can be some pros and cons.
Customers will ultimately decide the winners and losers in the retail and grocery marketplace by how they spend their dollars. Chris Merritt at the Illinois Institute for Rural Affairs says it's better to spend your money local.
Whereas the profits from the local family-owned grocery store would have been reinvested locally or spent locally, the Dollar General profits, they will be, you know, repatriated back to headquarters in Tennessee and to shareholders.
Merritt says it's easy to take for granted what mom-and-pop stores do for a community that larger conglomerates can't. He says many don't realize what they've got till it's gone.
They see their local grocery store, it might be struggling, but they don't have enough incentive to spend a few more pennies at the local grocery store rather than Dollar General, they don't fully appreciate it. And then, of course, when the grocery store goes out of business, then they kind of go, oh, now I see what happened.
Dollar Tree has also moved to eliminate some of its national competition. Dollar Tree acquired Family Dollar in 2015. It closed close to 400 of those stores and are rebranding about 200 others as Dollar Trees. Four dollar stores open in the U.S. every day. I'm Eric Stock.
Dollar Tree and Dollar General declined WGLT's request for interviews. Dollar Tree issued a statement saying, quote, our stores provide an affordable and convenient shopping option for customers while creating jobs and investing in the communities we serve.